Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Joining us on the Street Beat Studio Newsline, Elizabeth Vanderwide, Director at FAME. Good morning.
Good morning, thanks for having us.
No problem. So talk to us a little bit about the Next Gen 529. What is Next Gen 529?
Well, Next Gen 529 is, the 529 part stands for a code in the IRS tax code, much like a 401k is a tax code number. Hmm. What it really means is that people can save with Next Gen 529 or other 529 plans for higher education. And when they use the money for qualified higher education expenses, their earnings are not taxed. So it's a tax beneficial way of investing for higher education.
So what is the $500 Alphont grant?
So a lot of folks probably have heard of the $500 Alphont grant, which is given to all Maine children when they're born a Maine resident here in Maine. Mr. Alphont wanted to give a $500 gift to the children of Maine, but it is the grant. And for those folks who want to also save alongside, they have to open an account to do so. The Alphont grant, when you open a Next Gen 529 plan, the Alphont grant is attached to that account so you can see the value while you're watching the value of your own account. The hopes, of course, is that that $500 Alphont grant will grow, and by the time the child is 18, the parents and families will also contribute, and that that child will have a good nest egg for paying for higher education.
And what are grants for Maine residents?
Oh, this is my favorite part. This is why we try to talk to you guys before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
NextGen not only administers the Alphont grant, but NextGen also, our company FAME, gives matching grants to folks to try and encourage saving for higher education. So there's a $100 initial matching grant that most Maine accounts can get when they open an account. Then for every dollar that's contributed, up to $1,000 a year can be matched with 30%. So you can contribute $100 in a year, you'll get a $30 grant. If you contribute the full $1,000, you'll get a $300 grant. So we encourage people, let friends and family know, to give gifts at holidays and birthdays. Just try to get as much money into the account as possible through the year. And at the end of the year, we take a look, see what you've contributed, and we give a 30% match every single year.
Wow.
One more matching grant we have is the automated funding grant. A lot of people like to contribute kind of in a way that they don't have to think about it all the time, you know, set aside maybe $50 a month or something like that through payroll deduction or savings account.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give another $100 grant when that automated funding happens. Yeah, we like to give contributions to people to do the good behaviors that will help them build a nice nest egg.
So what are other benefits of the Next Gen 529 account?
You know, a couple of the other benefits of Next Gen are that folks concerned with, you know, what if my child doesn't use all the money or doesn't go on to higher ed?
Mm-hmm.
The good news is the contributions you've made and their earnings, those can be transferred to a family member, so brother or sister, cousins, even the parents can use them. But there's lots of people who are called a relative when we talk about you can move it to a relative. In addition, any funds that are unused can also be converted to a Roth IRA for that child's benefit and their retirement. So for those folks who are worried about, well, I worry about saving and then not having it used, there's those options. So those are fantastic benefits of this particular type of investment.
All right. And where can families learn more?
Well, they can absolutely go to nextgenforme.com, and there they'll find more information about NextGen 529, the Alphont grant, the matching grant, as well as an opportunity to use the gifting page, which will let them inform others how to contribute to the children's NextGen account, but also have little gift cards there and so forth. So we have a lot of information there. If they still have questions, they can always call FAME. So nextgenforme.com and give FAME a call if you need to.
All right. And I'm going to ask just one more question that I'm going to throw in here. It's nothing big. I just wanted a little more information on what it can be used for.
Yes, absolutely. So NextGen can be used for all kinds of higher education, not just four-year college degrees, but associate's degrees, certificate programs. There's lots of qualified higher education programs that this money can be used for. And it doesn't have to be used right when the child gets out of higher, high school. They can have it kind of indefinitely. The Alphon grant needs to be used by the time the child's 28. But honestly, if children want to take break years or go into the military and other things before they discover they need it, it still will be there.
Now, when you say, when I asked about what it can be used for, and it can be used for education, but what parts of the education can it be used for, like books, or it can be used for dorms, or what can it be used for?
Yes. Yep. Qualified higher education expenses tend to be all those things that the college will charge for, including books, room and board, certainly the credit hour, classroom time. So there's anything the college requires for that degree program, typically the 529 plan can also pay for that.
And you mentioned technical schools also. What about tools?
If the college required it, I would assume that's also covered under the 529 plan.
And that was Elizabeth Vanderwide, Director of FAME. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.